an ancient deity revered in the Star Empire of the Aslanti. Originating on Thassilon from Old Galorion, Lissala now serves as the patron deity of the Aslanti. She is precise, she is very rigid, and she is very intolerant of disobedience. But for those who follow her teachings and her ways, there are rewards innumerable for you. Lissala's faith originated in Aslant, where she started off as a misunderstood demigoddess. When Thassilon was founded, its first king, who was a follower of Lissala, brought her faith to his people. She taught the philosophy of seven virtues, and she saw her faith or her religious base explode. Her teachings, of course, promise that if you followed her tenets, if you followed her seven virtues, then rewards would come to you. Now, her seven tenets were charity, generosity, kindness, love, temperance, humility, and zeal. Her symbol had seven points on it, and it was to be representative of these tenets. Unfortunately, these tenets were taken by the next generation of rulers and the Rune Lords, and they were perverted into the seven sins: greed, lust, pride, gluttony, envy, wrath, and sloth. Lissala was also responsible for teaching her followers the inner workings of fate. My suspicion of why she did this is because she had a rivalry with another old Aslanti god. Amaznen was a god of magic, but he believed that not everything should be taught to everyone. Some knowledge should be kept secret. This went against what Lissala wanted to teach. She believed that everyone should have access to all knowledge, regardless of how dangerous it was. And she also taught her followers rune magic, which were used by the rulers of Thassilon to control the populace. Near the end of Aslant and Thassilon, this is when her religion had really become corrupted. It had been taken, it had been perverted, it had been deformed. Many of her followers had disappeared, they stopped following her. And in some cases, followers of Lissala were considered heretics. This was really an unpleasant time to live in, especially if you were a follower of Lissala. After the Earthfall event, which happened in pre-Gap history, Earthfall was when a swarm of meteors slammed into Galorion and did massive amounts of damage. It destroyed Aslant and Thassilon. Now let's talk a little bit more about Lissala and what she was like. I have had to pull a lot of information from older sources to gather all of this up, but if you are interested in getting your hands on some of the copies of where I've pulled information from, then you can use my affiliate links in the video description below. As we've discussed, Lissala was the goddess of runes, the goddess of reward for service. She also had her hand in fate. She was and still is commonly depicted as a stern-looking woman with no mouth. Or, as a more fun one to be depicted as, she is a creature with a snake bottom half, a woman upper half, six wings, and a sahedron for a head. That's the name of the seven-pointed star circle thing that she uses for her symbol. Lissala's main servant, or herald, as they are commonly known, is Kershu the Undying. This is a scary-looking lady. It is believed that she was created by Lissala from parts of different creatures. Her depiction is also a human upper body, snake or serpent lower half, six feathered wings, but her upper body, the human portion, is scaly like that of a snake, and she has a cobra hood that blends into her hair. She always looks sick, and when she speaks, it comes out in a thin, hissing kind of voice. In ancient times, the Aslanti people had many gods. They had a whole pantheon that they used to worship. However, in modern Starfinder now, Lissala is the only god that remains of any importance. Also referred to as the Scion of Seven, she has persisted throughout the millennia. This includes that period of the Gap. She is a lawful evil deity, and she still reveres service and obedience to the rules above all else. This also extends to respecting one's superiors, and to take pride in the fact that you have Aslanti blood, and if you don't, that makes you a lesser being. And because she is so widely worshipped throughout the Star Empire, it largely explains why the Aslanti people have no problem following authority and respecting authority, especially when it comes to the authoritarian rule of their Star Imperator, the leader of the Aslanti Empire. New Thespera is the throne world of the Aslanti Star Empire. It sits on the third planet in the solar system, and their sun is a bright white star. The name given to the white sun is Aristia. New Thespera was originally colonized by the Aslanti thousands of years ago. It was an expedition team to find and colonize new worlds. This was before Galorion disappeared. New Thespera is a paradise. Deep emerald green oceans, beautiful blue skies, beautiful and lush wildlife, and plenty of natural resources. It has one major ocean and six major continents, as well as permanent ice caps on each pole. While all of the continents except for one are very pleasant to live on, the weather is very consistent, there is one continent that is quite prone to earthquakes and geological events. Known as Akom, this is where basically all of the non-Aslanti people live. The smallest continent of Ergulon also has the largest city on it, known as Erinnes. This city is where you can find all of the government buildings, the headquarters for the Aeon Guard, as well as the Grand Temple to Lissala. The final say in any rule or any new law usually rests with the Star Imperator, or whoever the Star Imperator is, but most of the day-to-day operations of the cities, most of the continents, they're all run by a planetary governor. Now, Lissala makes her home in the realm of Axis, the same place that Abadar still lives. This is a realm of absolute law, pure law. There is no morals here, there is no good or evil, but this realm has the form of a vast, perfectly structured, gleaming city. It's also built at the base of Pharasma's spire. It is protected by vast mechanical armies known as Inevitables. This place is also home to the Axiomites. These are beings of mathematical equations. They are the ones responsible for creating the first Inevitables. The Axiomites are the ones who work on the Inevitables, continue to improve them, and run maintenance. They also continue to build and improve the city so that it's always changing, always ahead of time. The Axiomites are not the only beings that live in Axis. You can also find devils and archons here as well. You can also find lots of mortals. They come with their petitions to speak to their various gods. Think of this place as kind of a central hub, almost like an Absalom station, but for extraplanar beings. When it comes to Starfinder, we don't know a ton of information about Lissala. We don't even have a ton of information about the Aslanti Empire. Not yet, anyways. If you're going to use Lissala or the Aslanti Empire in your homebrew games, I would be careful about running something in the actual star system itself. The Aslanti are not particularly fans of anything other than humans. And being that playing alien races is just so much fun when it comes to Starfinder, this would make adventuring groups come into some particular difficulties if you're having this take place in the Star Empire. What I would do instead is have them run across old temples, maybe old expeditions on different planets that they are just discovering, or maybe they're discovering at the same time as the current Star Empire. Throw in some history from pre-Gap or from the Pathfinder days. Time still progressed and still happened during the Gap, just nobody remembers what happened. So use this as a cover for your adventures. Thank you to my brand new patron supporter, Derek C., for joining us on the Patreon. My name's Nathaniel. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.